你好，我是 Monster， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂。首先我们来做一段听力的测试，看能够听懂多少。 Examinations are an important part of every student's life. Students must therefore know how to deal with them. There are three important things a student must do to get ready for an exam. First, he must work out a study plan. Second, he must always keep his mind fresh by setting aside some time for exercise. And last but not least,He must review what he has studied at least three times. After all, success can only be achieved through hard work. Okay, great, let's take a look. 我们看所有听力跟口语的秘诀。第一句话 examinations, 考试 are an important part, 是一个非常重要的部分 of every student's life, 每一个学生的人生生活当中。也就是说考试是每一个学生当中生活重要的一个部分。这边听力的难点第一个是红色字体用降调来读，属于非实义词汇，还有很多弱化 ，r 可以弱化成 r。那么 examinations 跟 r 有一个连音，以 ns 结尾。那么连音的时候，不是发成 examinations 跟后面连音，而是 examinations， 它这样的连音。那么这是一个老外说话的习惯，叫做 examinations r。examinations r。n 跟 important 有一个连音，首先 important tn 组合 t 可以不用发音，所以你要能听懂。叫 important in 进行连音叫 an important examinations are an important part of every student's life. One more time, examinations are an important part of every student's life. Students must therefore know how to deal with them. How to 这边有一个弱化现象 to 不被强调的时候呢，前面如果是元音 to 就可以弱化成的，叫 how to deal with them. Deal with 指的是应付的意思。那么 therefore 因此学生要知道如何去应付他们，就应付考试。这句话变成 students must therefore know how to deal with them. There are three important things. There 跟 are 不被强调，可以弱化成 th 叫个儿化音叫 the。那么有三件重要的一些事情 a student must do。学生应该要做的 to get ready for an exam get ready 我们知道是为什么准备那为了准备一场考试学生应该要做三件重要的事情我们来看一下 to get 那么不被强调 to 可以弱化成 t 也可以弱化成 t 这边出现了一个断句 to 就可以说成 t 那么 to get 用降调读变成 to get ready for 不被强调说成 f 加个儿化音叫做 for For 跟 in 有一个连音叫做 foreign in 跟 exam 有一个连音叫 an exam 连在一起变成 foreign exam 这句话就变成 there are three important things a student must do to get ready for an exam there are three important things a student must do to get ready for an exam first he must work out a study plan Work out 指的是制定出，这边有连影响听力叫 work out， work out 叫 work out， out 跟 a 叫 out， 就变成 work out。First, he must work out a study plan. Study plan 指的是学习计划。Second, he must always keep his mind fresh. Keep one's mind fresh 指的是保持清醒。他要一直保持清醒 by setting aside some time for exercise. 这个 exercise 指的是运动。Set aside 指的是留作什么什么用，那么留作一些时间，这个 set aside 就相当于 put aside， 留作一些时间作为锻炼身体，让自己的头脑保持清醒。这句话就变成 Second, he must always keep his mind fresh. Keep 跟 his 可以有一个击穿，以 h 音开头的非实义的词汇 ，h 音可以去掉，用 keep 的 p 跟后面的 a 形成零，然后再浊化一下叫 keep his. He must always.Keep his mind fresh by setting aside some time for exercise. And last but not least, 这个短语要能听懂。下面一点也是很重要的一点 ，and 说成 an。And last but not least, he must review what he has studied at least three times. Review 指的是复习，他所学习的东西至少三遍，也就是他必须要把过学过的一些东西至少复习三遍。He must review what.He has studied at least three times. After all, 毕竟这边有一个连音叫 after all, success can only be achieved through hard work. 成功被达成要透过 hard work 努力，也就是有只有努力才能够达成你个人的成功。 Success can 说成肯有弱化 only be achieved through hard work。 OK， 我们来重新来进行听一遍。 Here we go。 Examinations are an important part of every student's life. Students must therefore know how to deal with them. There are three important things that students must do to get ready for an exam.First, he must work out a steady plan. Second, he must always keep his mind fresh by setting aside some time for exercise. And last but not least, he must review what he has studied at least 3 times. After all, success can only be achieved through hard work. All right, 这是我们今天所分享的内容。当选课 Master 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程完完全全免费赠送给你。食堂课程10个主题，包括有发音、连读音、语音语调、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧，10套非常详细的英文的学习方法，可以轻松的让你把英语说出来、说流利。看电影不用看字幕。想得到这免费的在线食堂直播课程，请立刻关注那么 Monster 的微信公众号，叫做学豆英语。微信公众号学豆英语，当你关注之后，会自动的推送。那么一个 QQ 群或者一个链接给你，你点击就可以立刻加入到 QQ 群里面，因为我将在群里面上这10堂免费的课程，同时呢，在群里面每一天都有老师给你免费的一对一的纠音。 See you next time.